It rains.
I'm just thankful and thankful, respecting every African special gift of the man, and God bless anything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been on the crew. Remember to be on them, no, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 must, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not here, go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up, get up.
Some of you are in your right mind. I can't speak for everybody. I know I think I was in my right mind, but maybe I wasn't. But anyway, I think I was in my right mind. So I just know that we serve an awesome God, and we have a wonderful service for you this evening, the second Sunday service, October the 8th. 2023 of Let's Do It Radio with Pastor J. Rick Rollins II of Edge Community Church of Central Florida, out of Tampa, Florida. And have you been in the valleys of your life and want a way to get out? Join us tonight to find out of Psalms, the 23rd chapter, verse 4 from King James Version. Yay. So I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know what? I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know who I am because you called in. So you know who I am. I am your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Buckle Designs. And I am broadcasting to you worldwide. So welcome worldwide listeners. So call in tonight at 845-241-9985. Tune in the chat room if you'd like at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and click on the live button and you can hear us live. And you can join the Let's Do It Radio congregation as our guest Pastor Rick Rollins speaks to you on the value of the valley. And in case you miss an episode in any week at any time, or you want to go back and listen, you can go back to that www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and you can listen to the episode again and again. You can share it. You can say, hey, this is what I heard tonight. And you can do that on demand. And while we're speaking about on demand, if you want to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App at $ANA ISCVALCOUR or to Venmo at MZ-INEZ. Or you can go to Zelle if you know my telephone number. Amen, amen, amen. So please, please, please put your hands together by giving Pastor Rick Rollins of the Edge Community Church of Central Florida an arousing, warm, and spiritual welcome. We're going to put our hands together for sure. Come on, y'all. Let's put our hands together. Come on. I don't hear nobody putting their hands together. Come on. All the mics are open. I hear you all out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead, Pastor Rick.
Okay. Well, first of all, again, thank you for the opportunity to share with you on tonight. Appreciate it. And hopefully this word will bless you. We won't keep you long. But let me move back over to my desk. I moved away for a moment. I was working on something else while we were starting. But let me get here and we'll go forward again. Welcome. For those of you that are listening, we are in Tampa, Florida, and we are at the virtual iteration of the Edge Community Church. The church has been around for about 10 years now, and we're grateful as we approach our 10th anniversary, and we prepare to do some things that will afford us the opportunity to be in person once again. So we're looking forward to that. And so keep us in your prayers as well. To reiterate the scripture tonight, Psalms 23 and verse 4, or the fourth inscription, says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about value in the valley. Understand
before
that.
Before we do, Pastor Rick, before we do,
yes.
Before we do, we're going to have a scripture.
Prayed by
Pastor Betty. That's okay. And then we're going to have a holy prayer by Apostle Valerie out there. She joined us this evening. So I'm putting all these people on the spot, even though it's the first time. We are a community on air. And so if she would like to do the invocational prayer, and then we will have a song, and then I will introduce Pastor Rick right proper. So Pastor Betty, she would do scripture, and Apostle Valerie, if you would do the invocational prayer.
Oh, man, I am liking pulling all these powerhouses together. Amen. I was running a little bit late. I do apologize for the inconvenience. I do want to greet every one of the listening audience for calling in and being a part of this broadcast, especially the man of God to whom the word of God is going to come through on tonight. I bless him in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for my friend and apostle in the Lord, Apostle Valerie Key, who is on the call with us as well. She's always ready. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is going to be coming out of Psalm 1. It'll make it pretty easy for you. Most of you can quote that. Amen. Psalm number 1. And the word of the Lord reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night." Verse 3. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper." Verse 4. "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away." Verse 5, "Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous." Verse 6, "For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." May the Lord have a blessing to hearers, the receivers, and the doers of his holy word. We know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Key, we're in, Apostle Key, we're in your hands.
You may be on mute. If you're on mute, you may want to unmute yourself, Apostle.
Apostle Key. We're going to pray anyway. Eternal God, we come before you tonight, Lord. We come to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is a day that you have made. And we have rejoiced and been glad in it, Father. We thank you for this time of coming together once again on another platform that you, God, have created in order for your word to reach nations, Lord God, and to othermost parts of the world. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity. We thank you for this privilege. We thank you and we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your everlasting kindness and your tenderness towards us, God. We thank you, Father, that as we continue on in the service, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, the Spirit of the living God will fall fresh on the man of God right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father God, that he will speak tonight from the very oracles of heaven. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will speak to him, you will speak through him, and you will speak for him to us so that we may have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for all the work that is being done in his ministry, for everything that is going forth, all the pieces and the puzzles that are coming together like a closely knitted glove, Lord God, how you're working everything out, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For this and many other blessings, God, for Sister Inez, our illustrious host, we say thank you, God, and glory to your holy, your mighty, and your magnificent name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Truth is I'm tired. options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart.
Rick Rollins is an award-winning talk show host, and you'll hear that in his voice. Media personality, stylist, designer, author, publisher, internationally published, and award-winning photographer and pastor. Okay, so he's a Renaissance man. He's got everything. So currently, Pastor Rick is a host of Going Places with Rick Rollins, was seen on Tampa Bay's More, and that has been moved over to another station and on YouTube, and he's a lead stylist, owner, buyer of Ricardo's Menswear, a men's modern-day haberdashery. So if you're in the Tampa area, please come to Ricardo's in the West Shore Mall in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. Yes, in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm just being silly right now. So he also appears on Daytime, which is on WFLA and Great Day Live, and he brings his young men, and they do advertising for him for his show. And he's been in fashion shows. So he is a traveler worldwide, citywide, statewide. Anywhere he needs to go, he will be there. He'll meet you there. But previously, he was the host of the late night infotainment talk show Up Front with Rick Rollins on Fox 13. So prior to his tenure at Fox 13, Pastor Rick was the host of his own self-titled award-winning talk show, The Rick Rollins Show. He has also appeared on nationally syndicated talk shows such as Geraldo, Donahue, and The Dame Whitney Show. So he is the author of three critically acclaimed novels, Light Breathing, Breathing Again, and Bated Breath, and is currently working on the fourth installment of the series, Breathless. So, he is also the author of Random, 30 Thoughts While Thinking Out Loud and Collecting My Thoughts. He has contributed to several anthologies, and I just found out what an anthology is because I am part of an anthology and that I am promoting. So, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's not about me, like I said, and collective work. His photography has been featured in Fine Art, PHYNE Art, an award-winning pictorial celebrating the male physique, and Silence is Death, Unleashed Voices. So, please put your hands together for this man of many hats and many talents, and the man on the go as he brings forth the word of God after this song. I'm trying to do 15 million things, so I'm going to give you a sound effect to you. This next song is called Never Alone by Tori Kelly featuring Kirk Franklin. Amen.
In my time I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come then they go, and life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before you.
Call me his own. love is not deeper still. You've come too far to give up now. Let's go!
I was so anxious before. I do apologize. I did not mean to go out of turn, but the word I preached earlier and just felt like, okay, we need to jump in. But as we read tonight, again, going back to the 23rd Psalm, I think that last song was appropriate. And so was the requested song, but Psalms 23 and 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the often we hear the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. Tonight, I want you to know that there is value in your valley. That no matter what you're going through, there are some people that will see that the valley as punishment. So what did I do to get myself here? How did I get myself here? I think Paul really brings it into focus when he says and he reminds us that I've learned how to be abased and to abound, that in any situation I find myself, I'm still okay with it. The bottom line tonight is that you need to understand that the valley is a part of your process. It is not your punishment. It is pertinent in your process. It is necessary. What happens in the valley, if you're willing to do so, is a life-changing instance. Dr. Jeffrey Campbell out of Houston, Texas, said this some 20-plus years ago as he preached for us at what was the predecessor for the Edge Community Church, the Breath of Life Fellowship Church. He said in one night in a revival that you can unpack in your valley. How many of us think that the valley is permanent? Tonight I need you to say within yourself that this is not permanent, it's pertinent. This is not permanent, it's pertinent. While we know that oftentimes people will ascribe to make it to the mountaintop because the mountaintop says that we have arrived. The mountaintop says that this is our reward. Can I tell you tonight that there is value in the valley, that before you ever see the mountaintop, before you ascend the mountaintop, before you even access the mountaintop, there's some things that you can glean from the valley moment that will get you where you need to be. One, there's resilience that happens in the valley. You need to understand tonight that the valley will teach us how to endure and bounce back from adversity. That while you're in the valley, one of the reasons you cannot unpack is because it's not, again, permanent. But what you can do in the moment, can you understand tonight, can you wrap your mind around, your heart around, your spirit around, your thought around the fact that in all actuality, the valley is the moment where we are still. You know that scripture we love to quote, be still and know that I am God. Guess where you find that out best? In the valley. I need you to understand tonight that the resilience that you get in the valley is something that you can carry in the valley, out the valley, up the mountain, on the mountain, down the mountain, because I believe it's the law of physics. What goes up must come down. Mm-hmm. Most of us would love to buy a condo on the mountaintop and just chill for the rest of our days. But guess what? Much like the storms of life, you find yourself on the mountain, you find yourselves off the mountain. Mm-hmm. You find yourself going into the valley, being in the valley, and coming out of the valley. But if you'll take the time to make the most of the valley moment, if you'll make the most of it, you'll see its value. As I said, there's a resilience that happens there. But not only is there resilience there, there's a perspective that you get. Because what you realize in the process, much like Paul did, was that I'm okay here because there's a purpose here. But remember, if you look at what surrounds the fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. But there's a part that also says to us what? That he takes me to beside the still waters and puts me in green pastures. Understand that it's still, what did I say in the beginning? It begins with a P, ends with an S. It's a process. But what happens in the lives of a lot of folk that say they love the Lord, when they find themselves in the valley, they ask one question. Lord, what did I do to deserve to get here? And you know what the answer to that is? I live. I live the life that, because every moment, yes, we wish every moment was a Sunday moment. We wish that every time that we find ourselves in a place that it's always on the other side of it. But can I tell you tonight that sometimes what you have to realize in the process is this. Is that if there was no valley, then you wouldn't understand the value of what you and God have together. I need you to sit with that for a second. Let it marinate. That if there was, through it all, I learned to depend on Jesus. I learned to, in the moment, if there had never been any problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them. How many of us understand that it is in his problem-solving capabilities? That's how we develop our relationship. That's how we grow our faith. That's how we enter into the relationship that religion often keeps us from. Oh, somebody just, their ear perked up. What do you mean, Pastor?
What I think is that
we need to understand in this process that our relationship with him is not about the religiosity of it all. It's not about denomination. It's about entering into a very interpersonal relationship with him that whether it's the valley or the sea or the mountain or your greatest moment, he's still the same God because he changes not. Yeah, he's the author and finisher of my faith. But oftentimes when I get in the valley, I'm standing there going much like this, Lord, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? Can I take you someplace? Can I take you to a hill? It wasn't a valley, but it was a hill. It wasn't a mountain. It was a hill called Golgotha where Jesus himself had a valley moment and asked him, Daddy, what did I do to get here? Father, why has thou forsaken me? How many of us have felt like that? That's our valley moment. That we're sitting there and we're wondering, God, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do to get here? How did I get here? Why am I here? Because there's value in your valley. Not only is there resilience, but there's a perspective. As I said, sometimes you begin to see things a lot differently when you're in the valley because it's there that you realize, again, who God really is for you.
Amen.
When things are good and you got it going on, as the kids say, and life is lit, Are you really praising him like you praise him in the valley? Are you really praising? I mean, he may get a, God, I thank you for the day. He may get grace over your food. You may say you're praising it, but when you're in the valley, you blow up his cell phone. You blow up the spiritual cell phone. You blow that thing up like nobody's business. Because now you need him. It's what Smokey said. I need you now. Not another minute, not another second, not another day. I need you now. Valley moments are when you need him now. But here's the thing. Do you not realize tonight, my brothers and sisters listening to this, that you don't just need him when things are bad. You need him when things are good. Because when things are good, he's still God. He's not just God when it's bad. He's not God just when things are awry, when you need him to heal mama or raise cousin Peaches or when you need the rent paid. He's not God just then. He's God when you have your rent money, when you got your car payment, when you got gas money, when you can go up into Needless Markups or Nordstrom's or Saks or wherever you want to go. He's God when you don't have to choose whether it's paying the light bill or feeding the kids. Okay. He's God in every moment of the day. But what happens in the valley is the whole perspective changes on how you see him. Understand this, that when we go through tough times, it changes the perspective on life. It makes you appreciate the good moments a whole lot more and recognize that the difficulty is really temporary because the testimony comes on the other side of the temporary. Somebody just walk with me for a little bit longer. It also teaches us that on the other side of temporary, when we're not going through and others are, we see them differently. It's no longer that guy that's standing on the side of the road and you go, well, why don't he go get a job? You got a job and can't pay your bill. But all of a sudden, we remember what it's like to have and have not. So not only does the perspective change, but our hearts are changed. They're not as hard because been there, done that, got the T-shirt, sent out some postcards that didn't necessarily say, wish you were here. It said, be home soon. I need you to understand tonight that in the valley, you learn how to be more resourceful. What Dr. Campbell says, don't unpack in the valley. When you're there, you still got to earn your keep in the valley. The valley is not, oh, come on, somebody. While it may be transitional, it ain't free. So it is in the valley that you learn how to solve the problem. It is in the valley that you learn that the problem has a solution. And his name is Jesus. If you didn't know it, you learn it because you end up calling his name a little bit more often than when you don't have to go to McDonald's or Dollar Tree, and you can go into the stores that I mentioned, that you can go to the restaurant of your choice. Now, McDonald's is your choice. Hey, enjoy that. Enjoy those fries on me. But the bottom line is that what happens is that there's some problem solving that happens because valley moments force us to find creative solutions to our problems. As a people, we've been in the valley off one too many times. We may go there more often than some of our counterparts that don't look like us. But when the difference is when we're there, we learn, A, to call on him. But not only to call on him, but to be creative enough in the process that, Lord, I'm going to do my part while you're doing your part. Understand this, that some of the things that have been created were created in valley moments. Ask Eli Whitney. Ask George Washington Carver. Ask the a number of people who created. Ask Steve Jobs, who sat in his garage and developed Apple.
We had a customer come in this week, and I don't know if you know the story of Stuart Arnold Sr.
No.
Stuart's father took a magazine, a little-known magazine called The Auto Trader, where people would pay to put a picture of their car and sell it. And it was and he got it from just being in a few places, and it had a distribution deal all over the place. But it started in his garage, and that same place that started in that same, excuse me, product, that periodical that started in his garage netted him, are you holding on to your seat, $80 million. It was in the valley moment when he was trying to figure out how to make a little extra money to take care of his family, that he took the little. But can I tell you tonight that if you'll take the little that you're doing in the valley and turn it over to the master in the moment when you realize just how self-reliant you are. But you got to understand tonight that your self-reliance is not really based on you. It is the reality that I have to rely on him first, and then he shows me how to take little and make much. I need you to understand tonight that there are some of you that are sitting here resenting the valley you're in. And the reason you're still in the valley is because you choose to be bitter in the valley instead of being better in the valley. Because here's the opportunity for you to be still. Do you understand tonight that not only will it give you some problem-solving acumen, it will. It not only will it do that, but there's something that stirs up in you, and it's there. Somebody say, "Oh, Pastor, I know it's my faith." No, it's not your faith. It's your patience. How does patience end up with its perfect work? It ends up there because you end up finding that if you will not do this, I tell people all the time. People are like, "Well, I'm praying for more patience." Don't do it. I said, but why would you tell me not to pray for more? Because the Bible says tribulation worketh patience. And so if you sitting here praying, you're in the valley already, but you praying for more patience in the valley? Got news for you. When you pray for the patience, what you're telling God is bring on the trouble. You're telling the enemy, I'm a sitting duck. Go on and take your best shot. But instead, if you will understand that the real definition, and God showed us this tonight in the earlier message, patience is really, you want me to define it? Patience is being still and knowing who he is. That's real patience. Sitting there in your valley and knowing who God is. That's real patience. Real patience allows you to sit in the valley and know that I'm coming up out of this. Because what happens is that when you find yourself in this place, do you not understand that what Paul was saying, the reason I can be a beast or a man in any situation is because I know that if I wait on the Lord, what is he going to do? He's going to renew my strength. Do we understand that there's a resilience? Resilience is nothing but strength on steroids. He's going to renew your strength in the process. What he's going to do is that when I am weak, what I realize is that he is strong. And because he's strong, so am I. Because whatever he possesses, he gives me, I'm privy to. Come on, somebody. Whatever he possesses, I'm privy to.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So that now what happens in the process, what Paul was really saying in that process is that not only am I patient, but I understand that there has to be, can I help you, as my friend Sean Stewart says, I need you to lean in just a little bit and let me help you here. What happens in the process, what the valley really teaches us is this, that there's an adaptability to life, that what Paul was saying, that no matter what, I know how to adapt. If I'm eating caviar, I know how to adapt. If I'm eating Ritz with some peanut butter on it, I know how to adapt. And let me tell you something, even in my mountaintop moments, can I still get my Ritz cracker? I don't need the caviar because that's nasty. That even if you want to, it's an acquired taste. But I still want my Ritz cracker, whether I'm in the valley or on the mountaintop. And look, in the valley, we call it a cheese board. On the mountaintop, we call it charcuterie. Look, the bottom line, though, is no matter which place you are, God is still providing.
Yeah,
amen?
Yeah.
So if we look at it, what happens is that in our moments of adaptability, whether it's the cheese board or the charcuterie board, the bottom line is that there's a gratitude that I got something when it could have been nothing.
Right.
That's why I ask today, when do you talk to God the most? When you're down to nothing and you're praying that he's up to something? Or when life is grand and you don't have to think about where it's coming from. Can I tell you that in the valley, that's when you learn to not worry about where it's coming from, because there's a certainty and an assurance that it is coming. Why? Because he says that he wouldn't leave me in the valley. He never abandons you in the valley. He accompanies. Wait a minute. Look at this. There are some of you tonight that may feel like you've been abandoned in the valley. Can I tell you that you haven't been abandoned? Your bitterness has taken over because you see the valley once again as a punishment when really it's preparation for what's next. Tonight I need you to see that there's value in your valley. And that if you'll change your perspective, your problem solving. Look at this. When you change the perspective, problem solving is no longer problematic. I need you to hold on to that for a second. That when I change my perspective about this whole thing, when I stop seeing it as punishment and I start seeing it as a part of the process, something begins to bubble up in me that says, trouble don't last always. And that while the valley may be necessary in this moment, one of these days it will no longer be the test, but it will be the testimony. It will no longer be problematic because it will be a part of my praise report. Amen. So tonight, as I leave you, the valley teaches you two last things. And that is to persevere in spite of. Because sometimes we're going to have to work our way through the valley. Sometimes we're going to have to work our way out of the valley. And sometimes we'll just have to work in the valley. But what it will teach you about yourself as you persevere is it will give you a sense of self-discovery, and you will realize that I was made for this. That this thing is going to make me, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it work for me. I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it do for me when I need it to. And I'm going to make it out of here because I made it in here. Because sometimes I had to make it while I was here. Tonight there is value in your valley. If you'll hold fast to the fact that all things work together for the good of the, and you know that all things, that's what the scripture says, it says, and you know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to purpose. You know this. So why resent the valley? Why resent it? If you'll change your focus in the valley, can I tell you, you'll see the valley differently? If you'll change how you feel about the valley, you'll feel differently in the valley, mm-hmm. and you'll definitely feel mm-hmm. better when you get out the valley. But sometimes mm-hmm. the reason we are stuck in the valley is because we're stuck in our feelings about the valley. Mm-hmm. So tonight, mm-hmm. as the kids would say, get out your feels and see the valley for what it is and move forward. Why? Because there is value in your valley. It is not a punishment. It's a part of the process for your purpose. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give them a hand praise, y'all. You know what I was doing. Thank you so much. My value in the valley. Thank you, Psalms 23. Thank you, Pastor Rick. As I call him Rick, because that's who I work with. Thank you. That was powerful. And I heard Pastor Betty said, I know it was heading home to a whole bunch of people. They may be on mute, but that's okay. I know that they are out there, they're listening, and hopefully they receive the word without painfulness, because it wasn't a painful message. It was actually a very good uplifting message, because you don't have to stay in the valley. You know, there's a reason you're in the valley. It's gonna make you stronger. So when you get out the valley, you know, you'll be a whole different person. But thank you, Pastor. I got to give you another hand praise for that one. I'm sorry. Come on, give him another round of applause. Let's check him out. You gotta go. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to have invitation to Christian discipleship. I know we have a couple other pastors on the line. So let me see.
Is Pastor Perry on the line?
I don't know. Pastor, first name. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if not,
Apostle Chris did it.
Thank you.
The invitation.
Amen. We thank and we praise God.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made, and
yeah.
We want to offer Christ to you, my brother and my sister. What a dynamic. You don't know. You need a balance of spirit. Listen to this word again and again.
You're going to need to get a little closer to the phone because it's hard to hear you and hard to understand.
Okay.
Thank you. That's better. You're good.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I thank and we praise God for the dynamic message that went forth on tonight. We ask God to bless those that are on the line tonight, bless those that are going to be on the line in the future. And we offer Christ to you, my brother and my sister. We ask now that you would come to the family of God to offer a sacrifice of praise to him tonight. And give your life to him if you don't know him and the pardon of your sins.
Yeah.
Offer Christ to you, my brother and my sister, tonight. Tonight is the night that you will give your life to Christ. And like he said, you don't have to have caviar on your Ritz crackers. You can just have Ritz crackers.
Amen.
You can have them in the valley or on the mountain. You know, tonight is the night to give your life to Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because of who you are. Yeah. I'm going to play God of Another Chance. And if anybody's out there would like prayer, You can either call in to 845-241-9985 or join us in the prayer room, in the chat room, and just say that you'd like to have prayer. As I play this song, The God of Another Chance, and as Pastor Rick was saying, you know, he is a God of another chance, because when you're in the valley, out the valley, around the valley, God gives you all kind of chances. So we'll hear this song, and if anybody joins us, that'd be wonderful. And if not, we'll do our rounds and introduce the people who are on the line and listening. If you'd like to say something, go ahead.
It would not be right.
No, it wouldn't.
For us to leave this place.
Mm.
And not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus.
Yes.
It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior.
Yes.
Come trusting, come believing, but come. Don't put it off. Do it right now as the choir sings.
Now we pay.
Shall we continue?
glad. So glad. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Ricky Dan. And at this point, we're going to have anybody who would like to, as I say, greet the speaker of the hour. And if you have any announcements, the mic is open, so you're more than welcome to give announcements for your area. We'll start with Apostle Valerie Key. If you want to say anything, you're more than welcome to. If you have any announcements, go ahead and make them to the worldwide listening audience. If you have nothing to say, just say you have nothing to say. Apostle Key? Okay. Then we have called with the last four of 2355. You want to introduce yourself and greet the speaker of the hour. And if you have any announcements, please make them. You know him? Okay. Okay. And Pastor Betty?
Amen. Praise God. I always have something to say. Amen.
Okay.
Because God is so good. God is so
Amen.
Good. And Pastor Rollins, that's the dynamic message that you spoke on tonight. Amen. So many people are asking, especially in this day and in this time, you know, what is my purpose? What is my reason for existence? Why am I here? But the minute God is ready to take them through the valley experience, amen, they're like the children of Israel. They begin to moan and groan and complain and cry, and they learn nothing. And they come out of the valley. He makes a way of escape. And then they're still asking, what's my purpose? If you stay in the valley, amen, and learn your purpose, learn to lean on God, learn to trust in him, learn to believe in him, learn to seek him, for everything and every situation that you could ever need in life, to know that he is a provider, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, he's a way maker. He'll feed you when you're hungry. He'll give you water when you're thirsty. Amen. I think I preached a sermon about Jehoshaphat and him being in a wilderness or a valley experience, and they ran out of water. Amen. And God caused the rain. Amen. The water to flow into the valley, but not before he told them all to dig holes in the valley. And he said, once you dig them, I'm going to fill them with water. Amen. And that allowed them an opportunity to water their flock. But the lesson they learned was that they didn't ask God, Jehoshaphat didn't ask God whether he should go to begin with. So sometimes we end up in the valley, amen, because we're not seeking God in his direction for our lives. But even though we're in there, that is the time to seek him so that you do come out stronger, you do come out wiser, you do come out better, and you will define yourself up on that mountaintop where you desire to be. And so that was an awesome, awesome message. I think I'm going to take it myself, amen, and I'm going to disseminate it, not take it to preach, amen. I just want to get a copy of it and just, you know, download it and just disseminate it to a lot of individuals that are wondering, why am I going through all these experiences? Why is this happening? But yet they've asked God what's their purpose, and he's trying to reveal it to them, but they won't let him.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's great. Great message. Awesome job.
Thank you.
Awesome job. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
I had one announcement, and that is the third Saturday in this month. We will be going out, taking it to the streets, ministering to those who are less fortunate. In this instance, we're not only going to be having food, of course, and spiritual food and physical food, but we'll have clothes, hygiene products, clothing, blankets, and some of the necessities that they may need while they're out there. We do realize that, you know, here in the Little Rock area, they have warming stations. It is getting cool, but not everyone's able to get to the warming station. So we will be going out on third Saturday at 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m., and we'll meet downtown at Markham and Cross. So if you're in the Little Rock area and would like to be a part of what's happening when we take it to the street, discipleship-wise, as the Lord instructed us to, what occurs.
Amen.
Want to be part of that, let Sister Inez know, or contact her, and she can contact me, and we can get together and arrange your being there. And being
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pastor Rick, you have any announcements you want to make?
One of the things you said, we are still on Tampa Bay's MOR on Saturday mm-hmm. morning through the end of this year, and then we'll decide what we're doing. But we'll be on Red House streaming starting in November, and also the Rick Rollins Network will launch sometime at the end of this year, the first of next
hey,
year,
there.
And it will include hey, there. Our Sundays will be everything on Sunday. It'll be nothing but church, and so we're creating opportunities for people to air the portions of their service. And of course, it has to be edited down for 30-minute broadcast, and we have mm-hmm. ways to do that. So those opportunities will present themselves, and like I said, we're just thankful for this opportunity. I have to tell you. And I know you know this, my dear sister, that Miss Inez is a blessing. I thank God daily for her. I wouldn't be able to do the things that I do without her being in place, because I've been praying for a long time, for almost 3 years. I've worked without any help in this store, in Ricardo's. And it was at my 60th birthday party. Inez was there, and I said, hey, can you come by and talk to me? She's been with me ever since, and I count her to be a blessing, because she is that. And I am grateful for the opportunity to share with you all on the second Sunday. It's a blessing to do so. And just know that, Pastor Betty, I am praying for all that you do. I need you to know that because you've never regretted your valley moment, God says that not only will the mountain be great, but even the path to the mountain will be equally as great.
Amen. Amen.
I receive that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Watch what he does. Watch what
Amen.
He does in this process, because you've been faithful when you could have given up. You've been faithful when you wanted to give up. You've been
Thank
faithful
you,
when some people told you to give up. And
Thank
you,
Jesus. Glory to God.
And God is saying that I'm getting ready to open doors that you didn't even think you would ever have access to. But watch what God does for you in this process, because you've been faithful. He says he's honoring your resilience in times when others would have thrown their hands up and said a couple of words under their breath and left. And what you did was pray and praise him in spite of.
Yes.
Watch what he does in this season.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Wallace.
Amen.
I appreciate Amen. That word. I appreciate that word. Thank you, Lord.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Amen.
Not a problem. We thank you, God.
And even ministers need to be ministered to and told them just to hang on. God's not through
yeah.
with you yet. So
it is. It's not easy. I've been this year. This December will be 22 years that we've been pastoring, and. Mm-hmm. There were times when I pastored the empty chairs. There were times, or preached mm-hmm. the empty chairs. And there
okay.
were times when there were two or three, and there were times when the room was packed.
Mm.
And that was, but you have to remember why you do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that one of the things that we, and I didn't say this, I said it in the 7 o'clock hour for the Edge, but I feel that I need to share that the valley really isn't, it isn't, the valley is not about you, and it's
mm-hmm.
not for you. The valley
Amen.
Is necessary to grow you. it's like you said, Pastor Betty, and I didn't think about that because I'm going to plug that in next week. He made them do the work even before they got what they needed. And so many people are asking God to do the work.
Yeah.
And they want to just sit back in the cut until he does. That's why Dr. Gamble said to us, don't unpack in the valley. You can get complacent in the valley. It's easy to get complacent in the valley because there's some valley dwellers there. This is not the time to grow up. I mean, to open up a little bed and breakfast or a little fruit stand, none of that in the valley. But this is a growing process. It's a part of the process. But so many people get complacent in the valley and think that this is it. They call the mundane the miracle. And then they wonder why others exceed them. It's because they knew that the valley was not permanent, but that it was permanent. I'm not going to start up again, but just know this, that what you've done, even Ms. Inez, what you do and making sure this broadcast is on no matter what.
Yeah.
God is honored. Yeah. He sees that and honors it. But let me say this to you, what you've asked him for and what he's going to do will not even look the same. Because what he's about to do for you is going to blow your mind. Because you're going to say, but God, I was good with this. He said, yeah, but I'm great in this. Watch
it. Lord have mercy. Okay.
This we ain't going into round two, I promise.
Amen. Because it's like, you know, when I've been going to round two, it's like, okay. Because I know I get tired a lot of times. It's like, you know, sometimes this is the only way that a message gets out is through the radio, through the radio wave. So it's like, okay, God's got a blessing for me. And I do have to honor my girlfriend who passed away. Her birthday was on October the 7th, and she passed away on December the 21st. And it's like, Miss Inez, will you come back and do this? It's like, Lord have mercy. And it's just hard for me to say no. And so, you know, I'm one of those yes people. So I said yes, and I'm still here. So I guess God's got a blessing for me one way or another somewhere out there.
Yes,
He's got a blessing for us. So I thank you guys for just even hanging out there, because sometimes we may have one person out there, sometimes we have two, and sometimes I just keep on talking until somebody joins us, and then we going from 9 o'clock until 2:30 in the morning. It's like, okay, all right, somebody's out there. But thank you for everything that you all do to keep me inspired. So I really appreciate it ever so much. So thank you. The announcements that I have is this Tuesday, I know that Pastor Betty, we were talking about Vision for a Better America. We're going to start talking about the Vision for a Better America, or your vision of a better America. So that's going to be Tuesday. And then October the 12th is Let's Talk Truth. And these people you may know are out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and Emmanuel Israel. Have you heard of him, Pastor Betty?
I have not.
Okay. They are going, he and his group, or him, are going to be speaking on Thursday, and it's going to be talking about violence against the youth and trying to, you know, keep them, you know, from, I'm going to say, all hurt, harm, and danger, but from, you know, let me see. He is currently an international evangelist, and he's teaching in locations as in the Caribbean islands of Mexico. But what we'll be talking about is domestically is helping to spiritually develop and cultivate men, women, and children by providing biblical solutions to everyday issues and displaying the Christ-like example of leadership as a service. So, we're going to be, I guess, hopefully we'll have some youth on the show on Thursday. I don't know what all is going to be or who all is going to be on there. I'm just getting bits and pieces. So you know me, I'm always opening my platform to those people out there so more people can be heard and get the word. Mm-hmm. So it's called Let's Talk Truth Radio out of Little Rock, Arkansas. So like I said, we'll be having them on Thursday. And then we'll have Reverend Carolyn Williamson. She'll be speaking on the third Sunday. So come and listen to her. And she's at a convention or conference this week, as well as Reverend Ronnie Marshall. And we'd like to support him as he is a music man, I guess you can say. He has music and all music media. So you can always go to Ron Marshall on Amazon, on iTunes, on anything musically on inclined, Spotify, Apple Tunes, all that, and you can find his music under Ron Marshall. And if you can find that Don't Turn Away From God album, you can find him. So that's where he is. And as I said earlier, to keep me on the line, to keep me going on, if you let the radio, you can sow a seed to Cash App, $ A-N-A, I-S-C, D-A-L, C-O-U-R, and I appreciate all of you who do sow seeds to that Cash App to keep the radio on the line. And you could also send it to Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or to Zelle, if you know my email or telephone number. So thank you. And I want to give, again, the worldwide congregation a round of applause for joining in today and for having Pastor Rick Rollins on the line. Because I always like these things, you know, it helps kind of elevate everybody. So thank you. Let me get this technology right, because it never happens to me. And that's Pastor Rick Rollins, and he spoke on the value in the valley, taken from Psalms 23. Mm-hmm. So that's where that is coming from. And so if you want to talk topics, you can always discuss them. Send me an email. As I have the people from Let's Talk Truth, they send me emails because they want to be part of the radio show. So, you know, I'm here to share. So you can send it to letsdoitradio@gmail.com for any of you out there listening, or you can call in at 845-241-9985. And say, hey, sometimes we just go all off subject one night. As Pastor Betty, she says, I don't know where y'all was. It was what is your why? Why are you here? And that's why she was talking about what is your purpose. And we started talking about it. Then we went in another direction. We came back. I brought them back in. I reeled them in. Then we went off on something else. And so then we talked about our vision of a better America, and that's how we got that topic. So just because we start out on a topic doesn't mean we stay on a topic and won't come back to the topic. But hey, that we had four episodes on what is your why, what is your purpose, why are you here? So and we can probably go on every week on that if that was the case, but we're not. We're going to change subjects. So you always, like I said, send me an email to letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and we may be discussing your topic. So again, thank you all for joining us, and if you've got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and let's talk about it. On this, I said, let's talk about it. And we could be discussing your topic in the future. You know who I'm is. I'm your girl, Miss Inez, CEO of Fashion Designer on Isabel Cool Design. And you can find me at www.anaisvalcour.com. That's on Isabel Cool. And you can find me on Facebook or Instagram or right here on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings at 845-241-9985. So this evening's thought is from one of Pastor Rick's books. It's Sometimes You Need a Second Chance Because You Weren't Ready for the First. And that's one of Pastor Rick's random 30 thoughts while thinking out loud and collecting my thoughts. So if you want that book, you can always holler at me and we can get you a copy, signed maybe. So, you know, that's where we are. So it's back in your hands, Pastor Rick, for a benediction. If nobody else has anything, as they say, all minds clear. If they're not, they're cloudy and will be clear on another bright, shiny day. So it's in your hands, Pastor Rick.
Father God, as we leave this place.
Yes.
Bless our God. Father God, as we leave this place, but never your care.
Yes.
We ask that you would dispatch angels of protection around each of us.
Thank
we
you.
Ask you now that God, as we would move through our valleys, through our storms, that we will take a sweet and amazing moment and realize that we are not alone. We ask you now, God, that if you would accompany us through these highways, these byways, these valleys, these mountaintops, these storms.
Yes.
God, you would remember that we are yours.
Yes.
But that we would also acknowledge that you are ours. As we leave this place, God, but not your care. Know that we leave with a praise on our lips. Feeling blessed for the time that you tabernacled with us.
Mm-hmm.
As we leave this place, but not your care. We thank you that we are accompanied by a grace and a mercy and an abundant favor that takes us through valleys and lands us on mountaintops. In the darling Son Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. You through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's one that's always to get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
Name on it.
With your name on it.
With your name on it.
With your name on it.
is Pastor Betty. God's got a blessing in your name.
Amen, amen. Thank I was you. Jumping and shouting through God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. With my
name on.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Another thing, you are never alone. Never left alone.
Amen.
None of us are. Always with us.
In my time I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come then they go, and life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before you.
Never alone. That was the song that I wanted to play. It's this song. Sorry.
Come on, right here.
It was the blood.
Shed on Calvary, come on.
Shed on Calvary.
No greater love.
No greater love.
Can never be shown to me.
Repay.
Come on.
I can never repay the debt he paid for me.
Come on.
I smile while I pray.
your love like this. That's the best love you could ever have, you could ever get, you could just ever receive. And once you get that love, you know what? You can say, I got it.
You got it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Nothing can take it away. Or replace it.
Nothing can take it away.
I got it, I got it.
Show up.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, you're the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. stop praising. Can't stop praising. J-E-S-U-S. If y'all just joining us, you just joining a Hallelujah Chorus party, because, ain't no stopping. Because once you get the Holy Spirit going, it just keeps on going and going and going, and he just starts stirring up them gifts in you. Amen.
Yeah.
stir up the gift in you, and yes, Lord Jesus, stir up that gift.
Come on, put some hands together. Come on.
Away.
Thank you.
Fill us with the light, oh, fill us with the light of day.
Yes, what's the day?
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.
Yeah.
I was a youngster, I came to know that you was the only way to go.
So I had to grow up and come to an understanding that I'm down with the king, so now I'm the magic. Did you tell me who you're down with? See, and all I know is that I'm down with G.O.D. And I'm a G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
And I'm a
G.O.D. Yeah, you know me.
And I'm a G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
And I'm a G.O.D.
blessing, blessing, blessing. Hey, there will be blessings, oh, blessings. Oh, Lord. Blessing, blessing, blessing.
Haven't seen and ears have not heard the good things he's had in store for those who love him. Oh my God. Jeremiah 33:6. I'm gonna get off if I get the praising and singing and I deserve Apostle Chris and yeah, I'm gonna get off because I ain't got to do nothing but praise God. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5.
I know. Okay. No, but you were getting ready to talk about Jeremiah 33:3.
Jeremiah 33:3 said, call unto me, and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty exploits, which you know it not. He got great.
And it's funny that you brought this up. Because the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, there's this man who came into the store, and he says at 3:33 every day, doesn't matter where he is, he stops and pray, and it's because of Jeremiah 33:3. It doesn't matter where he is. We prayed in the store. I said, come on, let's pray. I said,
Amen.
I said, I ain't mad at you. I am not mad at you.
I'm telling you, we talking to God, he's talking to us. I knew he was talking to, I knew he was talking to the pastor because nobody else knew but God. So I knew that he was hearing directly from God. Like,
see there?
God,
he spoke words to you. You know, he spoke words to you.
He did.
You know, to help you and to lift you up, you know, because sometimes we need to hear other people talk to us. They may not even know you, but they have that feeling. And it's like, okay.
That's true.
Okay. You know, God told
well,
me to tell you,
to the Lord.
Didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't tell you. I didn't tell anybody but God. At 5 a.m., it was just me and God every morning.
Hello.
Yeah, I ain't telling nobody but
Amen.
God. And so we have to be
Amen.
Hearing from God.
You know, and he's talked to you through him.
Mm-hmm.
That's we have another person on the line, 8458. Welcome. I don't know if you want to hear a song or not. If I have it, I'll be more than happy to play it, and you're more than welcome to greet us. 8458.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. How are you? Yes, I can.
I'm fine. This is Apostle Valerie Key, and I've just been enjoying the music. I've just been enjoying the Spirit of God. I love God is faithful. I guess
mm-hmm.
I'm saying the name. CC Wyman, faithful God.
Okay. The face of God.
Faithful.
Faithful.
CC Wyman. His goodness and mercy is chasing me.
Uh huh.
His goodness is chasing after me?
Yeah. Your goodness is running after me.
Yes, running after me. That's it.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were still there, Papa T. Amen. I didn't know you were still there. I think you were on mute a couple times.
I've been in and out for the last hour. I've been enjoying it.
Hey, bless your heart. Let me see. I do not have that. Let me see, but I can get it. Let me get here.
But that's just one of my favorites.
Okay.
Miracle Worker.
Some of these, I ain't never heard of.
A Waymaker. Waymaker. Miracle Worker.
Let me see. Miracle Worker. Okay, miracle
work. While she's searching for that miracle.
This situation is tough, and I don't know how I'm going to get through it. What I know, Romans 8:28. Somehow, this has to end up good for me. Breathe. Let him do it. Breathe. He'll work it out. Breathe.
I like that.
Let him do it. Breathe. He'll work it out. Yeah.
I wish that every day was happy and the sun would always shine. But sometimes clouds come without warning, they catch us by surprise. Right when life gets so frustrating, before I came to you,
I remember
that you've got it.
It's not too big for you.
Standing on your
holding on to my
faith.
Pressing for some more.
worker. I know you are a miracle worker. A miracle worker. Whoa.
Amen.
I love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes you have. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your
Amen. Amen and amen. Sing of the goodness of God. It's always the best in me. Amen.
He saw the best in me.
Yeah.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone
else around,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
when everyone else around, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Help me.
He is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
Said
it doesn't matter what
I did. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
Yeah.
One more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
Saw the best.
Yeah, if there's anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up.
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine. And I'm here. It doesn't matter what. But he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine and I am here. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I'm here.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who
the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Tears and grief, my
one of you for joining us on this October the 8th, 2023, second Sunday of October. Join us on Tuesday as we talk about our vision for a better America. And Thursday, we will be talking to Let's Talk Truth Radio about violence and stopping violence in youth. And then Sunday, we will have Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington, speaking to us. So those was the lineup for this week. So hopefully we will hear from you, see you, know that you're out there either on the air, in the chat room, on Skype, or wherever you'd like to join us. But thank you, thank you, thank you again to each and every one of you, my worldwide listening audience, for joining us. Please be safe. Have a wonderful week, and love to hear from you as we sign off on this evening. God bless you, keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.